Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? You know the number, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. And you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth. It's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. So, we've got nothing left to do but lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, doke. We are officially underway and headed out to sea. Ah, I love that salt air. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, scuttlebutt of the day. Justina Pelletier, this story will not stop. It will not stop. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. God only knows what the mind can imagine of what the hell they have put this little girl through, and for what? What? Who gains from this? Who gains from anything that this liberalism does? I still cannot name one frickin' thing. Not one. Not one thing that has been beneficial to the American people, to America, period, the country, anything, coming from liberalism, nothing, zero, nada. This kind of stuff, I don't get it. I don't get it, other than to show that they have power. Ooh, look at me. Yeah, okay, I'm looking at you. Now what? You're a fat slob. What am I supposed to think? I've got power. Oh, really? So you can just take kids out of emergency rooms and just declare them, decree them. You must have king status, too. How many kings do we have in this country now? Huh? thought we had only the one. Oh, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Insane Obama. Thought he was the only king. This is what it brings, I'm telling you. Trickle-down tyranny. This is how it starts. And this is how it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And all you got to do is open up your frickin' eyes once in a while. Clean out the wax in your ears. Sit down and shut the hell up. Pay attention. You'd be surprised what you can actually learn by just saying nothing. I love listening to people. Something in my throat again today. Any more grog, I guess. I don't know. Maybe too much grog. But I love listening, especially when I was a kid. I used to love listening to them old codgers talking about. I mean, World War II was always a topic of discussion. You know, I just loved listening to all those different kinds of stories. And especially then when I got in the Navy, all them old salts, man, they had some stories, man. Let me tell you, sailors have stories, and I've got stories, a lot of which I cannot do over these airwaves. I mean, we're sitting at a bar and having a, you know, whatever. That's a different story. But we better start getting focused here now. This is what happens. You start talking about these liberals and kaboom! I swear to God, it's some kind of mental plot. Get you distracted. So they can go over there and claim more land. So they can build a wind farm. Why do you need to build it there? That's what I'd like to know. We got more crap on that today, too. Like, there's not enough land to build a stupid wind farm that doesn't really work? And nobody's really going to benefit again? What benefits? Who benefits? Who benefited from this Justina Pelletier? Was this an experiment? Well, we can't get any answers anywhere. I've written letters to just about everybody. That including that doctor, that Buongiorno. I thought Buongiorno was like a, wasn't it like a pizza company or something? Don't they make pizza, or they make tomato sauce or something? Don't they make frozen pizzas, Buongiorno? Haven't you ever heard that name? I've heard that name. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm not Italian. What am I supposed to do? But it's something. It doesn't matter. This woman, a so-called psychologist, came in and what takes real doctors months and years to determine whether somebody's got this particular kind of, well, there was a name that they called it. I found this somewhere in all my crap. I get stuff coming left and right. I got something here. If I could ever shut up and get to it, I do got some kind of breaking news here. Undifferentiated somatoform disorder. What the hell is that? I had this written down. I got several notes. See, I mean, you ought to see this desk of mine. Undifferentiated somatoform disorder. I mean, if you've got a disorder, aren't you already undifferentiated? I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm not a friggin' doctor. I can't figure all this Latin crap out. Good God. No wonder they scribble, because they can't spell the frickin' words. So they just use sloppy hand language. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I don't know how they learn how to spell all those names. And the names, I mean, do they got to be like 45,000 letters? I mean, can you just, you know, you're sick. Give me something that'll unsick me and get me the hell out of here. Jesus Christ. Anyway, what I'd like to know is how this stuff is actually, first of all, legal, but deeper than that, deeper, much deeper than that, is how people can allow themselves into their minds to do something like this. It starts with a government grant, which makes it just absolutely, I mean, how big is this? How are these medical studies allowed to go on? I mean, don't you think that if you're doing some kind of study and you're using human specimens, say there's a new drug or something out there and you want to test for cancer, and people are like, hey, man, it's my last resort. All this other crap didn't work. Let me go give it a shot. Wouldn't you? Sure. I'm sure a lot of people would. Okay. That's one thing. They consent to it. That's one thing. That's different. But you don't have the right just to take subjects because you need to fill a billet so you can keep your grant. And since there was absolutely zero proof whatsoever, why the head doctor, a cop, for Christ's sakes, anybody, should have said at this point, hey, now, wait a minute, there is, let me see the evidence before you call in children or the Department of Children and Families, the welfare. Before you call them, let's see some evidence here. What proof do you have? Well, don't you understand? They disagreed with my diagnosis. Yeah, but you're 7 months out of medical school, you little punk ass. Who the hell are you? Sit down and shut up. You might goddamn learn something once in a while. God almighty, 7 months out of medical school, this guy. He's making all these executive decisions. Calls in psychologists. They come in. Oh, okay. I'll get you what you want. Okay, 25 minutes later, you got this undifferentiated somatoform disorder. And since you've been abused, yeah, I know, getting a second opinion and disagreeing with a doctor, that's abuse. Isn't that abuse? Yeah. But not taking her from her family, not allowing her to talk and to see her family, but on very short, maybe once a week, heavily supervised meetings. That's not abuse. Leaving her in a room with no medical attention except for the little test that you did on her. God only knows what you did. That's not abuse. She was on a vitamin regimen and keeping up, being able to go ice skate and go to her special school. She did have a little bit of a learning disability. Okay, you can't knock her for that. Girl's got a lot of problems going on. So you take away her medication and throw it in a room to die? So you can get a grant? You're 7 months out of medical school? And you can determine this, and you can decide, because they disagreed with you. Well, they didn't come in to see you, you little punk. They came in to see Dr. Flores, who's already treated her before. And has been out of medical school a little more than 7 months, which means he's a lot smarter than you. I mean, the nerve of that, the resident there in the ER. I mean, my God, you would think, working in the ER, you've always got a crowd. Don't you think the guy would want to pass him off to the other doctor? Free him up a little bit. She doesn't need emergency medical care in the first frickin' place. She's got problems with her gas. She wants to see a gas doctor. She doesn't need to see a 7 month out of medical school little, you know, Band-Aid wrapper. Whatever the hell they do. People get into all cuts up and broken bones and they heal them up. Pop, 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 pop. Emergency rooms are always filled with blood. That's why I hate going into there. I don't need to see people all gashed up and blood guts hanging out and arteries spitting blood. You know, just don't need to be seeing any of that. Well, you know, puking. I hate that. Don't puke. Good God. Puke. Puke makes me puke. I ain't even talking about it. Change the subject. Can we get on the topic of the day today, please? Justina Pelletier, you know who she is. But I'm sorry, but I mean, this just makes me how big this is, and nobody said word one. Nothing. Everybody has allowed this to go on. Everybody. Everybody in the hospital. Nobody in the hospital, a goddamn nurse. Not even a nurse, for Christ's sakes, could have stood up and said something. This has been a year and a half. Why hasn't anybody said anything along the way? Why hasn't the judge who said, okay, the kid's got to go back to the parents, why didn't he write that down? And don't give me this nonsense, Mr. Governor Man. because your goddamn filthy frickin' hands are tied. I'm sick and tired of this crap. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. Well, then what the hell are you doing in office? Aren't you there to do things? Isn't that what a governor does? Doesn't a governor, you know, like, manage the frickin' state? Isn't this going on in this state? I'm pretty sure it is. It's not going on in outer space here, governor. It's going on in your frickin' state. I mean, my God, why are people so afraid? I don't understand this. We'll go to war over some goddamn cows, but we can't, I mean, we can't muster up any outrage over a 15-year-old girl left in a room to die? And now it comes out she's written a letter, snuck a letter to her father. This girl can't talk about anything to her parents. They're not allowed to, and they're heavily supervised. Well, this girl still has enough left in her. Writes this little note and somehow snuck it to her dad. Her dad's had it for a couple of weeks but didn't want to release it. I would have released it right away. If I was the father, I'm sorry, but I would be in jail right now on assault charges. It just seems like one of those things that would have happened. Or maybe somebody, you know, held me down and kept me from getting to that point. But I would feel deep in my heart at that point. You know what I mean? That's how I can say it. Exactly what I would do, I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows nothing until you're in that situation. I understand. But my heart would be there. I can tell you that. There'd be a lot of things going on in my mind. I'll tell you that. So I'm there mentally. Physically, that's a whole different story. But mentally, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But when this girl has to pen a note and hide it and sneak it to her dad in one of her meetings, and now this just came out yesterday or last night. This was from The Blaze, so I trust it. When I first read it, you know, a lot of times you get a lot of stuff on the internet, that stupid Facebook, everybody posting all these breaking news. They've got all these different sites on, though, that are basically onions. You know that onion site? Okay, it's fun to read, ha-ha, hee-hee, when you're like 12, 13, and you read a couple of stories, and then you're bored. So there's a lot of crap out there, so you got to be kind of particular. But this came from The Blaze. I do trust it. Glenn Beck, I think, is, you know, I mean, he does, so far, he's always been, you know, I would consider credible when he's got one of these stories. So I decided to read a little more and couldn't believe it. Well, actually, I could believe it. But what I can't believe, still, now that this is out, why still is there no, why was that not a big topic on a news last night? Why are there no people down there? I guess she's not a cow. There's no money in her. Is that what it is? There's no money in Justina? Well, how much is a 15-year-old girl worth these days anyway? What's the going rate? She needs medical attention, so that's going to add to that. So maybe her value is going to drop. Is that it? Well, she can't walk very well, so her value is going to have to drop again, and she can't communicate all that well, so again the value's got to drop. But if she were a cow, even a sick cow, you think a sick cow would get medical attention right away? Pretty sure them ranchers, they take care of them cattle. The feds didn't. There was a lot of them that died trampled on, little baby cows dying. Little baby cows losing their mama. God only knows what part of the range they're on. They freak out. They did it on purpose. Over 100 and some odd cows died. This is supposed to be Bureau of Land Management. Preserve the sacred turtle. But they go out and kill cows, and they also kill the turtle. They're killers. They're animal killers. Where are you, you left groups? Huh? Where's that animal group? What do they call that animal group? I can't remember that. All these stupid names.
PETA?
That's the goddamn group. Where's PETA on this? Look at all the cows that died. How come PETA's not out there? Oh, that's right. Harry Reid, and they love Harry Reid. He's a good Democrat. So what's going on with this 15-year-old girl? She's just not worth as much as a cow? This is a human life, for Christ's sakes. This isn't a frickin' cow. This isn't a turtle. This isn't a goddamn wind farm. This isn't your fat little wallets. This is a human life. My God. I don't understand why the media isn't all sideways over this. When nobody wants to read about a 15-year-old girl abused, she has to pen a letter. Let me read this letter here. They hurt me all the time, push me all the time, and more. And I've read the letter. I'm sure you've probably seen it too. If not, you'll go on the internet and you'll see it. Says they do not let me sleep very much. And then she writes, hurry, meaning somebody please come and rescue me. Now, with this, that immediately right there. Now, I know there's a bunch of lawyers, but I'm sorry, but immediately right there, the judge, somebody should have informed the judge, one of the attorneys, somebody. Goddamn staff member who's supposed to be looking stuff up, instead is watching the goddamn television. Even him, anybody. Tell the judge, hey, dude, that girl's got to get out of there now. We got abuse. Maybe you want to do something, huh? How about getting police down there and arrest these people for abusing this kid? At least investigate it. Why aren't you investigating it? Well, because we gotta find out, you know, I mean, there's a letter. I mean, it could have been. He could have written it, you know. We don't really know. And we've got enough evidence to know that what's going on down there is wrong and needs to be corrected immediately. And then when you get something like this, I think it's overkill. We've already had enough evidence. How much evidence do we need to impeach this president and his entire administration? I mean, how much more evidence do we need? There's enough evidence to know. Anybody paying attention? Or if anybody is willing to pay attention. You can't even get people willing to pay attention. She's not worth very much. She's not a cow. She's only a 15-year-old girl who can hardly speak and hardly walk. I mean, that's not worth very much. In a wheelchair most of the time. But if it's a cow, I mean, look at all the steaks you can get out of it. Look at all the milk you can get out of it. Look at all the cheese you can make. Hurry, she says. Hurry. Well, that right there, that says everything right there. Please, hurry, for God's sakes, come on. I don't understand why this is taking so long. Why isn't somebody getting, I mean, this should be a boom, boom, boom. How much more evidence do we have? Why can't we send, I don't know, FBI or somebody, whoever does this kind of thing, whatever? Child abuse? The goddamn welfare department needs to be investigated. Where's the FBI? Where's the Justice Department? Well, we can't bother him right now. He's making a speech about white people, how much they hate black people. So he's going to be tied up for a while. I mean, this is just absolutely pathetic. And this can't be happening just to her. This is what makes it even much worse. Is still, you know good and well that this is not an isolated case. So why isn't there any outrage, knowing that you've got an epidemic, basically? Because the federal government is involved, man, does this go all the way up to the White House, and why would it? Well, are there donors along the way? Is that what it is? Get a taxpayer grant to pay off your donors? Help your friends? Isn't that criminal? Isn't that misuse of taxpayers' funds? Isn't that what that is? How many new taxes has he implemented? And again, what do these taxes get us? Well, poor. That's an accomplishment to a liberal. Because if everybody's poor, then everybody's the same. Look, if you want to live that way, then live that way. If you don't, then don't. But don't stop me from wanting to live the way I want to live, because you don't like it. Well, I don't like the way you live your life. Keith Mason, president of Personhood USA. It's a group helping lead a Free Justina Coalition. Justina gave the note to her parents a few weeks ago, and there has been some hesitation to release it because of how tyrannical the DCF has been, Mr. Mason said. This should have had law enforcement of some kind involved immediately. Right? You've got child abuse. I don't give a shit where it comes from. You got child abuse, you send people there. You at least investigate it. You don't fill out a 51A until after you've done an investigation and found actual physical concrete proof of abuse. Well, this girl just sent it a note. We know that she hasn't been on her vitamin regimen. She's only seen a doctor once in a year and a half. So you tell me, well, what is abuse? What is medical neglect? How much more evidence do you need? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. We got nobody. The governor, the judges, the welfare department, our attorney general. I mean, we've got one congressman. I can't remember where he's from. Oh, speaking of which, Raquel, the reporter that gave us that interview on Monday, wants to come back tomorrow. And I said, absolutely, please. Yes, come back tomorrow. So hopefully she's got some new information now, is what she says. And she wants to, I guess she's got another article coming out, and she wants to talk about it. And I said, absolutely, come on the program. Love to have you. So hopefully she calls in tomorrow morning, probably around the same time, a few minutes after 10 o'clock. And that'd be nice to hear what she has to say. She's a good reporter, man. She's a hustler. You can't get the real media to go out and do it. So you got to get real Americans to go out and do it, people who actually care about it. And that's the kind of stuff that is, that's where the real news is coming from. It's people like us, people who go on Blog Talk Radio, who go onto these websites where they've got real reporters doing real reporter work. And that's what it takes, man. That's all it takes. Just a little bit of time. That's all it really takes. So, I tip my hat, man. She's a hustler. She's coming up with some good stuff. And I love it. Keep it up. And she's in Florida. And this is going on in Massachusetts. So, but there's people, there are people waking up. There are people that really want to do something. But that's not the people that need to do something. It's the people that have the power to do something. That's the people that need to do something, but they're not. Why this is not an all-day, every-day, CNN, coverage like they did with that stupid airliner. They were more concerned with black boxes than the people. More concerned with cows and turtles and wind farms than they are for people. And these are the people that love and care, hope and change, gag and puke. That's what it is. Mason called the note troubling. Really? Troubling. Yeah, I guess that's a good word for it. I said a few other words when I found this out last night. I mean, we know the girl is now, we know it. Well, we always suspected it. I did. I mean, God only knows what happens. I don't understand how people who work around, like elderly people and you know, the mentally ill and the stuff that they do to them. I've never understood that. I've never been able to understand that, why you got to be, you know, that physical with all these people and why it's got to be that way. I've never understood that. It's boggled my mind since I've been a kid. Why do we allow it? I don't know. I thought we were supposed to be, you know, civilized. Well, how civilized actually are we? What's going on here with this hospital? Now we've got Boston Children's Hospital. We've got the Wayside, what the hell they call it, family or children and families services, the goddamn welfare department, DCF. We've got judges. We've got governors. I mean, how high does this actually go up? Maybe that's why no one's willing to investigate it that much, throw a big fit. I mean, they might cover it and, you know, make a brief mention. But you don't seem to feel the outrage like you do with them goddamn cows. And I'm not saying what's going on down there in Nevada shouldn't be fought. Don't take me wrong on that. That war's over a lot of things. It's not just turtles and cows, wind farms. It's over power and money. Money and power. Power, you can make the money. But I think it's a little bit more than that. I think it's a little bit more rubbing it in your face. They can't find another place to put this goddamn wind farm. What, are you kidding me? They have to have it there. They really need to have it right there, and they've got to pick on the Bundy Ranch because they've got cows. So that tells me that that's done deliberately, just to rub it in their face, to show them, look, I've got power, and I can prove it, and I can do it, and I can use it. I've got a pen, and I've got a phone as well as the president. I run this state. This Harry Reid and his entire frickin' family are creeps. That son of his. Well, we're going to get into that. I mean, this is, look, guys, we can't, look, I know, does it suck? Yeah. I know, we're going to have to get off the couch. We're going to have to do something. Whatever you can do, you can even just write a letter. If you can't get out to Massachusetts, you can at least write a letter. More letters they get. Anything. It doesn't matter what you do. But just so you understand what's going on, the next time you bring your child into a hospital, especially Boston Children's Hospital now, I mean, you've got to be very, very, very careful. They've done it to her. I'm sure they've done it to other kids. How many? We don't know. We do know of 144, thanks to Raquel, 144 files have gone completely missing. Where'd they go? We don't know. That was from the DCF. Where is it? Where are these files? We don't know. 94 of their, I guess, test subjects or patients, that there's no doctor on scene, why they need to, under their care, 94 of them died. Now, were they natural causes or was it this? Were they that? Were they abuse? Well, we don't know. But we do know that we got a letter from Justina, who's been trapped in there for months now, after she was taken from a psych ward. Had to go to a psych ward. Imagine that. A 14-year-old girl thrown into a psych ward with no medication. He took her off her vitamin regimen and left there all alone. Can't speak to her parents. It gets worse and worse and worse. And then they send her off for the last 4 months here now, at the Wayside facility in Framingham. No doctor, no medication, nothing. Just left to die, and she can't communicate. She can't speak to her parents, but other than, you know, hi, how you doing? It's a beautiful day. Is it raining? You know, that kind of crap. So she sneaks this note in and says, hurry. Like, somebody come and rescue me. Okay, she should have been out that night. She should have been out last night. When that first letter got into over the airwaves, that she should have been released immediately. Why were there no police? Why were there no anybody who inspects or investigates child abuse? Why weren't they there? Isn't there a law enforcement that does that? I'm pretty sure. How come they didn't show up? How come they didn't at least investigate it? Huh? Well, are there no detectives on this case? Law enforcement's too busy? Is that what it is? Yeah. A lot of people to tase these days, isn't there? Yeah. Got to shoot them and hit them with your sticks. That takes a lot of time. You know, it's a lot of energy. You know, they get tired. So we don't have time to go out and, you know, investigate child abuse. Mr. Mason says he thinks Justina is referring to her treatment by DCF employees and staff at Wayside. Yeah. Where else would it come from? Oh, my. She's been intelligent figures out of sneak out stuff. She's been risking life and limb to get any bit of information to us. Why? Why is she allowed to still be in that hospital? Why is there not one cop in Massachusetts to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we got child abuse here. Let's investigate it. There's no cops. There's nobody. Can't get a nurse. You can't get a one of those people that work there. What do they call them? Nobody? You can't even get the janitor? Nobody can step up. Nobody can say, hey, wait a minute. This is wrong. Nobody? No judges? No lawyers? No governors? Well, we got one congressman. I think his name is Stockman. How about the attorney general? Where? No attorney general? No, nothing. Nobody. Not even the president. Well, she's not worth very much. You know, she's not a cow. She's not a turtle, for God's sake. Certainly not a wind farm. So we can't spend any real time and effort on it. The doctors, they know what they're doing. That's all right. Yeah, you know, Kathleen Sebelius, you know, some people live. Some people die. Just the way it is. Hey, what are you going to do? Jesus, God almighty. Ugh. Woke up this morning. Go outside to have my first cup of coffee. Still dark. The entire damn steps, stoop, everything. Ice. It snowed last night. Well, the snow melted and then froze. The whole steps, everything, covered in ice. I was like, what the? I mean, are we ever going to get a spring? I don't know. It rained all day yesterday. Well, it looks like the sun's coming out now. All the snow's melted. So hopefully it's a nice day. I got a lot of stuff to do after the show anyway, so. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder any booty today. Well, we talked a little bit about that. We're going to get into that, too, that Rory. That's his name, Rory. That's hard to say. And especially with my broken left-handed tongue and as much grog as I've had this morning, it is almost going to be impossible to say that over and over again. We'll just call him Punk, because that's what he is a punk. Punk Reed. Yeah, I'm going to write that in. I'm going to change that right here, right now. I'm just going to change that to Punk. Punk Reed. And I'm going to save it. Yeah. Well, what it is his son has got some deal for some cockamamie wind farm. You can't find any other place to put this wind farm. It has to be right there next to wherever the cows go. You know, I mean, look, this Bundy, he hasn't been cooperating, hasn't been voting for Harry Reid. He hasn't been a good Democrat. So we got to punish him. He went to a tea party. He's got guns. He's a hater. They just want the money. Federal government just wants money because they need the money. They spent it all. They wasted it all. What did they spend it on? Well, you tell me. The biggest question is, what didn't they spend it on? That is what's more important. Yeah, what they spend it on is important. They wasted it. They spent it on crap. But what they didn't spend it on, that's what's important. And that's where the real change comes. If we want real change, we got to put people in there that aren't going to spend our money that way. Well, at least not to the point where we are right now, which we cannot continue this way. I mean, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that, I mean, 2 take away 5 leaves you with a negative frickin' number. And the bigger that negative number is, well, the harder it is to get back to zero. Donald Rumsfeld, he pens a letter now to the IRS. It's pretty funny. We got that here. I'm going to read it. It's actually pretty good. I mean, say whatever you want to about Rumsfeld. I'm not a real big fan, but I'm not a real big enemy. I mean, whatever. I wouldn't trust him. If I was in the same room with him, my hands would be in my pocket, you know, holding on to my wallet. But other than that, I'm sure he's a, you know, all right, whatever. They're all crooked in Washington. Every damn one of these people. Doesn't matter who they are. But love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. He wrote a pretty good letter, and he makes a pretty good point. He makes a damn good point. So we're going to talk about that. The FBI will have up to 1/3 of Americans on biometric database by next year. I better not get into it now. But we'll get into it today. They talked about that crap in the 70s, remember? You're going to put chips in people's like foreheads, you know, the science fiction movies and all that? I always told myself, and I have no way am I ever going to have a chip in me. No, I'm not going to. No, that's wrong. I don't want to be on some biometric database. And it's not for just criminals. It's anybody. If you've got a picture taken from somewhere, from something, anywhere relating to any kind of anything, well, they've got you. They've got your facial recognition. They know who you are. They can track you down. Well, we've got another story now. This is in Virginia. This is a reporter. And she went out and got some information, Freedom of Information Act, and found out that the cops were following, taking pictures of her at different places, different times, have it all recorded, pictures of her license plate. Can you imagine that, spied on by the cops? For what? Well, we got to fill our database in case somebody commits a crime. Well, what are you doing? You're committing a crime. What? Oh, I can't commit a crime. I'm a cop. Really? You ever hear of the Fourth Amendment? Well, they don't teach that in cop school. The Constitution, yeah, you can get in trouble for reading it. Devil literature. Yeah. Immigration activists urge Obama to act boldly. Well, first of all, learn our laws, respect our laws, respect us for who we are. You must respect our culture. You don't have to live our way, but you must respect it, which means you do not force us to live your way. You understand? So if you want to be a citizen, well, you must learn to understand what our laws are, respect them, and respect us, and respect our way of life before you can even think about applying for citizenship. I wouldn't give them to any of them if they're going to act this way. None of them. You want to become a citizen? Well, then do it like everybody else had to do. The way you're going about it, no. As far as I'm concerned, you don't deserve it. Just the way you're asking for it. You want to get it? Earn it. Show us that you can be an American citizen. Give us a reason why you should be an American citizen. How about that? Prove it to us. Oh, look at this. Oh, God. I need a shot of grog for this one. I mean, if it wasn't such a serious subject, I mean, it's almost laughable. You know what I mean? It's one of those kind of a things. But it's not laughable as in it's funny, because it's not funny. There ain't nothing funny about this. There's a Muslim politician in India. You hear about this? Says that rape victims should be executed. Well, it's their fault for getting raped. Come on, don't you know? He claims that nothing happens to women who are raped. No, I mean, no, they don't get any, you know, scratches and bruises and broken bones, lost teeth, you know, broken jaws, cuts, get stabbed, shot, have their vagina bored out. No, they don't, nothing happens to a woman who's raped, nothing. You know, no internal injuries, you know, nothing. Nothing happens to a woman who's raped. I mean, absolutely, they just walk away like nothing happened. Hoop-de-doop-de-doo, oh, well, bye, goodbye, everybody. I'm going home. Nothing happens to women who are raped. Not a damn thing. Further, he added, as if that wasn't enough, in India, if you have sex with a person with consent, it's fine. Okay. But if that same person complains, it's a problem. Well, yeah, okay. I can see. Yeah, it's a little bit of a problem. All right. Nowadays, we see a lot of such cases. Girls complain when someone touches them, and even when someone doesn't touch them. It's become a problem then, and the man's honor is ruined in this. Oh, so he doesn't like getting, you know, the false alarm. See, well, you know, ladies were crying wolf. This is what happens, ladies. Naughty, naughty. You don't want to, you know, ruin a man's honor, would you? If rape happens, he goes on, with or without consent. Now, this one, when I read that, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This wasn't a serious subject. If rape happens with or without consent, so have you ever heard of a woman consenting to rape? Please rape me. I mean, in a heat of passion, that's one thing with your lover, this and that, bada boom, bada bing, hey, 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 oh, 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 hey. But that ain't this case. Rape is rape. There ain't... You know, there ain't none of that. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. You see what I'm saying? You see where the laughability comes in here? But it's not funny. There's nothing funny about this. If rape happens with or without consent, I mean, I just find that funny. How do you get, how do you consent? Please rape me. I've never heard of a woman doing that. Maybe there are. Maybe there are women. I'd like to meet a woman like that once in a while. All right, enough. Come on. Get your mind out of the gutter. You people are disgusting. Come on. Focus. If rape happens with or without consent, it should be punished as prescribed in Islam. Okay? When asked for a solution to the problem of rapes, well, one solution that I can think of would involve a very dull knife, a pair of vice grips. But his solution, which I'm not going to read his name because it's 45 days long, and I'm not even going to attempt it. This is what he had to say. This is his solution now. This is a politician in India. I wonder if he's going to get elected. Solution is this. Any woman, if, whether married or unmarried, goes along with a man with or without her consent, should be hanged. Both should be hanged. It shouldn't be allowed, even if a woman goes by consent. Well, now, see, I mean, he said up here at the very beginning, In India, if you have sex with a person with consent, it's fine. Now, here he's saying if a woman has sex, basically what he's saying, if a woman has sex, period. Well, how is anybody going to get any more little bitty babies? Huh? Are you going to grow up more? You just want to go to a son factory and get a son that grows up to hate and kill Americans and kill infidels and anybody that's not like you. I mean, what the hell is this guy? I mean, just talking out of just every orifice of his body. Well, the reason why I even talk about this. This stuff is coming closer and closer to America. It's moving farther and farther and farther west. And it's here in America in some certain areas. It's in North America. France doesn't like it. France and the Muslims, they don't like each other. Well, it is moving and moving and moving and moving and moving. And there's only so much that you can buy religious freedom. And I'll tell you why. You go over to Saudi Arabia. Well, if your religion says Christian, which you drink wine for communion, well, you can't have alcohol in Saudi Arabia. So it doesn't matter it doesn't matter. No. Well, you come over here. Well, you can run your wife or your teenage daughter who dared to wear makeup and look pretty. You run her over with a car because she dishonored you. They claim that should be legal. Well, no. If we can't have communion in your country, you can't run your teenage daughter over in ours. See, we have a little thing called murder. And when you commit murder, it doesn't matter if you do it under the name of God or under the name of the devil. Or if your little honor has been ruined. I just don't understand people sometimes. I just don't get how people get to where the hell they are. And what's going on with that, Justina? I know I can't leave it alone. But my God. Nobody wants to say anything. Nobody in any kind of power. Not even a nurse, man. Not even a freaking janitor. Not a cop. Not a doctor. What, is he the only doctor at Boston Children's Hospital? What's the matter with you guys? Nobody looked this case over before you let him make this decision? 7 months out of medical school? Huh? Aren't you supposed to go for like 1 or 2 years in a residency before you can even be considered a real doctor? You're going to let this little punk ass 7 months out of medical school? And you're not going to look it over and make sure there is actual abuse? You're just going to take their word for it because they disagreed with his diagnosis? That's medical abuse. That's medical neglect. Really? I mean, I can see where, you know, the kid's, like, arm is just hanging off, and you say, no, don't touch it. Leave it. Let it fester. Let it get gangrene. Let him slowly die. Okay, I can see where you might have an issue there, or where you might want to take the child away. But if you're going to take the child away, you want to give the child medical attention. You don't want to throw the child into a psych ward. I mean, my God. The common sense. Again, I know, common sense. Well, it's not written in my handbook. There's nothing here that says common sense in my handbook, so I don't have to follow it. Yeah. Well, evidently there was a bag at that Boston Marathon yesterday, somebody planted a bag filled with, like, confetti or it was in a rice cooker. So they're trying to make a joke out of the whole thing. And I think the reason why you had kids do this, and I'm not excusing it, but the way the media handled it and the way they tried to glorify this punk ass kid who was with his brother, and then he was hiding in a boat and he was all shot up. Well, he had Rolling Stone put his picture on there. I mean, I just didn't, you know, there was a lot of sympathy for this guy in the media. First of all, sympathy. The fact that the son of a bitch was allowed to live, that's sympathy enough. Sympathy? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, what are we doing in this country? Why are we so accepting for so many bad things? I just don't understand it. What are you afraid of? Afraid of what? Well, they're going to get you? Well, they already got you. You're just too goddamn naive and ignorant to realize it. The fact that you don't have any freedom, they've got you. I've never been able to understand that, but I do blame the media on this, not as the they didn't do that. The media didn't, you know, plant this rice cooker filled with graffiti in a backpack. And then I guess the kid bragged about it or something, but and it's no excuse that I'm not saying that the media is responsible for it, but I mean, the way the media did handle it, I can see where there would be a copycatter kind of, you know, get a laugh out of it, you know, try to get attention and would do something like that. I can see it. This kid should have been treated like scum of the frickin' earth. Stop showing his picture all over the goddamn, I don't want to see it on TV. They shouldn't even show his picture or even read his name. They shouldn't be treating these people with names and dignifying them as a human. I don't like that. I don't like seeing their faces. I don't like hearing their names. And I don't like listening to these stupid announcers try to pronounce this crap. Oh, look at me. I can pronounce their name. Well, who gives a damn? They're terrorists. They don't deserve to have their name even spoken. And we don't put them on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine, for Christ's sakes. Picture in any newspaper, any magazine, any of these terrorists. I've never understood that. We never should have done that in 9/11. I don't care about their name. I don't want to see their face. They shouldn't be dignified. They shouldn't be humanized. But, you know, the media's got to feel sympathy. You know, everybody's a victim. Oh, he had a half childhood. Oh, it was the white man. It was a Republican because they're not inclusive like we are. I don't know. Screw it. Well, they blew up. There was two bags, I guess. One bag had photo equipment in it. Well, if you knew it had photo equipment in it, why'd you blow it up? Whatever. But, I mean, I could see where you would get a copycatter with this. And now there's only going to be more. Oh, another victim. Kid was brought up so rich that he didn't, you know, he doesn't deserve to be punished for running over, you know, killing four or five people, running them over because he was drunk in his multi-million-dollar frickin' sports car that daddy bought for him. Here the kid is, what, 17? 16, whatever it is? I don't care how old you are. You're drinking and driving, that's murder. Period. Conversation just ended. It's like just taking out a bullet and start randomly shooting people. What the hell's the goddamn difference? Killing is killing is killing is killing, right? Well, if I kill you with a gun or I run you over with my car, what's the difference? You're still dead. Doesn't matter how I kill you. fact is that I did kill you, which is murder. All right, let's get into this stupid punk Reed. He is a punk. His daddy's a punk. He's a punk. I bet their dog is even a punk. I got one of those little lap dogs that doesn't shut up. He is a punk. But he gets on. I seen the stupid little interview. I can't remember. I think it was NBC or somebody. But he's out there, you know, touting now that rancher Clive and Bundy should be prosecuted. See, because the kid here, Rory, punk, is the son of Harry Reid, which is just as big of a punk as his old man. Both of them are. They're both punks. We believe they're bullies. Both of them, they're bullies. Why Nevada keeps voting this guy in doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't get it. He's got some strong ties with some strong people. Unions, gamblers. Nevada, you can do better than Harry Reid. Just saying. You can do much better with Harry Reid. We believe in a country in which we are subject to laws, and you can't just ignore the laws we don't like. I mean, coming from any Reid, again, if it wasn't such a serious subject, it would, again, be laughable. I think clearly if state and local prosecutors look at this more closely, they're going to find that he broke the law and he should be prosecuted. You ever broken the law, Rory? Has your daddy ever broken the law? I think we all know the answer to that one. But see, they can break the law. It's the Republicans that can't. See, if Democrats break the law, they're breaking the law for a good purpose. People will benefit. And nobody benefits from liberalism but the liberal that initiated it. That's it. Liberals only benefit from liberals. They're the only ones that benefit. But the people that vote for them have no idea that they're not benefiting. They're losing. More and more of their money is being taken away, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. Maybe they can't add, and they don't realize it. Or do they just blame it on Republicans? Inflation. No, it's called liberal policies. The very policies that you continue to vote in every time you go to a voting booth because you're too goddamn lazy to actually investigate and find out who these candidates really are and what they actually do. Maybe if you actually investigate it and find out what the hell you actually do once in a while, you could start with that. He is not a victim and he's not a hero. He's been using what he doesn't own for over 20 years, and he didn't pay. He broke the law. Well, he's been using that land for 100 and some odd 70 years or so. So if you want to go back down that far, why are they picking on this guy? Because, well, they can. Why do they need to have that wind farm there? They can't move the wind farm somewhere else where there's no turtles or no cows? Can't the cows in the wind farm, I don't know, can't they be in the same area where the cows run into them? You got them too close together? Why don't you move the damn things? This is just to show that they've got power, and they want money. So it's a combination of things. It's a perfect storm is what it is. It's a greedy storm. Everybody's got their goddamn mittens into the cookie jar here, and they all want to pull out cookies. Everybody's got to have their cookie. That's all this is about. Who can grab the most cookies wins. I don't understand why they can't move this stupid goddamn wind farm somewhere else and call it a day. But the federal government needs money. So, well, looks like we got a caller on the line here. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air with the captain. How you doing today?
Hi, Captain. I'm just calling in to listen.
Oh, you're just calling in to listen? Okay, no problem. No problem. Nope, I'll get back to going. Thanks. All right. I think I got her on mute. All right. Where were we? Hundreds of ranchers throughout Nevada that conduct their profession honorably. There's thousands of them throughout the country, and when they have a dispute with the BLM, they try to work it out. Really? How did they work it out? Oh, that's right. They were run out of business and they no longer ranch. That's the story that I got. That's the news that I got. There's been literally hundreds of ranches being brought out by the federal government. Just one. They need the land. Well, got to save a turtle. Got to save this little gopher. Got to save a smelt. No, they want to use it for their own purpose, and they want to make the money. They're frickin' cows. Let them eat the frickin' grass. You want to build a wind farm? There's plenty of open space all over the United States. You don't have to have it right there. But if you have to have it in Nevada, there's plenty of places in Nevada you can build a stupid wind farm. If anybody's ever driven to Las Vegas, which I have, which I love, it can get pretty windy. There's places you can have it. Everybody can work together. That's my point. We don't need to show up with a bunch of guns and helicopters and tasers and dogs and tanks. Frickin' machine guns. They got body armor. But look at the civilians that are out there. Do they have body armor? No. I mean, how cowardly can this government actually be? You want to work it out there, Rory. Why don't you build your stupid wind farm somewhere else? It's a wind farm. Gotta show we got power. Power, power, power. All right, I'm going to read this Donald Rumsfeld letter here. I mean, again, love him or hate him, well, however you want to take him. But I just thought it was kind of funny. Yesterday was tax day. My buddies were out from CSA yesterday in the rain. They're dedicated, man. And that's what it takes, man. That's what freedom takes. Just a little dedication. That's all. It's not very much. And it doesn't hurt. Dedication never hurts. You ever notice that? You ever notice that dedication never, ever hurts? Always feels good, doesn't it? Well, this is Donald Rumsfeld. Sends in his tax returns yesterday. Writes a letter to the Internal Revenue Service. I wouldn't call service, but... Dear Sir or Madam, I have sent in our federal income tax and our gift tax returns for 2013. As in prior years, it is important for you to know that I have absolutely no idea whether our tax returns and our tax payments are accurate. I say that despite the fact that I am a college graduate and I try hard to make sure our tax returns are accurate.
Yeah, but you're a Republican. They're not accurate. We're going to fine you. We're going to imprison you. Yeah, we're going to stifle your free speech. Yeah, Republican, you're a hater.
The tax code, he goes on, is so complex and the forms are so complicated that I know that I cannot have any confidence that I know what is being requested, and therefore I cannot and do not know, and I suspect as great many Americans cannot know, my God, this is one sentence. I'm not even close to the end. Whether or not their tax returns are accurate. As in past years, I have spent more money than I wanted to spend to hire an accounting firm to prepare our tax returns, and I believe they are well qualified. Well, he does make a point. These tax returns, It is ridiculous. I mean, my God, there is no reason for this other than there is reasons for this. They can use that information against you whenever they want. You become a political foe, they can use the IRS against you. You become this foe, oh, you want to raise cattle and we want to build a wind farm? Okay, let's get the IRS involved. They can do this, they can do that. They can do anything you want to. Those rules and stuff are set up to go against you, to use against you. That's the only reason they're written that way. Laws, the way they're written so ambiguously, oh, good God. Well, you know what I mean. The whole point is they're written that way to use against you. Whoever has the power can interpret the law any way that they want to, as long as it benefits them. This is what I don't like about law. I don't understand why law can't be just very simply written and be specific about it. Why does it have to be so devious? I've never understood that. I don't like any of the laws that we have in our country, the way that they're written. None of them. I mean, you try to read this. Jesus Christ, they can try you for murder for a broken taillight if they wanted to. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying they do that, but I mean, some cases they do. People are thrown in jail. People have been executed that didn't deserve to die. Because they got lazy. They just want to get it. Well, we just got to win the case. It's all about winning the case. It has nothing to do with finding out did this person actually kill this person or not. And I'm not one of these sticking up for, all these people getting the death penalty and don't do it, we don't do it. I don't have a problem with the death penalty as long as you know 100% that person actually did the killing. If you know for 100% there is no room for doubt, no, I don't have a problem with you killing them. What I have a problem with is giving him that injection so he just goes to sleep. Oh, no, that son of a bitch needs to suffer. Screw it. Oh, you want a last meal? Lick it up. That's your last meal. I mean, that's just me. But nevertheless, I continue. This note is to alert you folks that I know that I do not know whether or not my tax returns are accurate, which is a sad commentary on governance in our nation's capital. Well, he's right about that. Questions, let me know, and I will ask your accountants to be in touch with you to try to provide any additional information you may think you need. I do hope at this some point in my lifetime, and I am now in my 80s, so there are many years left in the United States government, will simplify the U.S. tax code so that those citizens who sincerely want to pay what they should are able to do it right and know that they have done it right. I should add that my wife of 59 years, also a college graduate, has signed our joint return, but she also knows that she does not have any idea whether or not our tax payments are accurately. Sincerely, Donald Rumsfeld. Well, I mean, I just found it kind of funny. It's, you know, and people do write the letters to the, you know, the IRS. But, look, something needs to be done. I've never understood why they didn't just take so much out of whatever check you got at the time you got it and call it a day. Take the money, do whatever you need to do with it, and run it. You don't get any more. So if you mismanage the money, well, you either need to go to jail or you need to find another job. Period. But we can't do that. Well, why? Well, because there's no common sense in the law. See, we've got to be able to be in power. So if we're in power, then we can control all the money. That way we can do anything that we want and nobody else can. You see what I mean? See, that's the name of the game. Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. People aren't free then. What? Free? Free? This isn't about freedom. We're free. We're the governing class. Don't you understand that? The peasants, they don't need to be free. Well, they're free to do what we tell them to do, when we tell them to do it, and exactly how we tell them to do it. But other than that, no. They're subjects. Come on. The FBI will have up to one-third of Americans on a viral, but good God, there we go, more grog needed. Biometric. See, the grog works every time, man. biometric database by next year. You don't know if you're on that list. You don't know if you're in their little database. You could be. A leading privacy watchdog has warned that the FBI plans to have up to one-third of all Americans on a facial recognition database by next year. For what? Don't give me this fighting crime crap. I don't buy that for 1 minute. You don't need that to fight crime. That's to target citizens. Don't even think for 1 second that it won't be used for that. Oh, I'm sure that's what it says in your little handbook. But when somebody turns their head, the government's seizing on that information right there and can use it against anybody that they want to. We've already seen what the IRS can do. Don't give me that for 1 second. I don't buy it. We already see what the NSA can do. FBI, soon to be the post office. Can't mail a letter until you have an ID. But, oh, you want to vote? Oh, you don't have any ID? No problem. Come over here. You can't send a goddamn Christmas card to grandma, but you can vote. The Electronic Frontier Foundation notes in a communique. I hate that word, by the way. Could we not use that word, communique? Oh, shut up. I hate when people talk like that. They try to sound like they're so sophisticated. No, you're an idiot. Notes in a communique that some 52 million Americans could be on the next generation identification biometric database by 2015. Regardless of whether they have ever committed a crime or even been arrested, the database will also hold fingerprints, of which the FBI has around 100 million records, as well as retina scans and palm prints. Why? So they can target you later. That's what this is about, pure and simple. That's not conspiracy theory. We've already seen what these agents can do. We've already seen what the government can do and what they will do and what they're not afraid to do. They can use any agency they want for at their disposal to target American citizens, which goes completely against our entire Constitution, entire foundation on which this country stands. Why did we fight that little war against the British 240 years ago? I don't know. Guess it was over nothing? It was all in vain? All the British and all the colonists that died? All the French? They all died in vain? All the Indians? All the black slaves? They all died in vain. Every one of them. For what? Is that what happened? We're doing the same thing. This is, instead of fighting Britain, we're fighting ourselves, our own government, our own government. Barack Obama has turned into George III. We're fighting the same thing. We are going to have to now go to war and kill each other for God knows how many years to get the same thing that we already have. And for what? Good frickin' God. I don't understand it, but are we going there? Yeah, we are. What's going on at that Bundy Ranch? Yeah. That's going to turn into another big war. That's going to be a big Waco. That could actually spark something much bigger than just that little range war. And this is what I'm afraid of. And we don't need to go down that road. You don't need to build your stupid little wind farm there. You can find another place. Shut up. Move on. The government doesn't need to be that over, you know, you don't need to show everybody how great and powerful you are. That's not what you're there for. And you're not that great and powerful. You're a coward. I call you a coward, Mr. Reed. You're a coward. The database, getting back to this, will also hold fingerprints. We already covered that. Palm prints. Good God. Profiles on the system will contain other personal details such as name, address, age, and race. Got to find out who they are.
What's your race?
The system will be capable of searching through millions of facial records obtained not only via mugshots, but also through so-called civil images. What are those? They don't say. Civil images. You know what those civil images are? That's some fat cop choking on his goddamn box of donuts with a camera in his hand, hiding behind a freaking bush, taking pictures of you. That's what that is. Civil images. That's pictures that they've taken from you. Walking through a crosswalk, walking down the street. When you go to a bridge and you've got that easy pass, taking pictures, they know who's coming, they know who's going. They're going to use that information against you if you vote wrong, if you don't play ball, if you dare to talk about the king. That's all this stuff is used for. Don't give me this fighting crime crap. I don't buy that for 1 minute. That ain't fighting crime. You're creating crime. All these laws that they claim to is going to fight crime, doesn't fight crime. It creates more crime. And they do it deliberately. You got to put your political foes and all your other enemies, you got to put them away and put them in jail and find them to the point where they can't make a living. Now they're paupers. Just so you can get the power. You can get ahead. We got a sick, twisted mindset in our culture today. I don't know how it got this bad. Maybe it's always been here and I just finally woke up. I don't know. But I don't remember it ever being this bad. Never. I mean, with Clinton, yeah, it was a little... But with this Obama? No. I mean, this has gone into hyperspace, man. God only knows where the hell we are. But it's time to turn this ship around. I want to go back to port, man. I want to get my little senorita. I want to get me just a bucket full of margaritas. Sail away to Margaritaville, for crying out loud. But my God, the FBI does not define either the Special Population Cognizant Database or the new Respiratories category. Of course they're not going to define it. This is a problem because we don't know what rules govern these categories, where the database comes from, how the images are gathered, and who accesses them, and whose privacy is impacted. Well, here's a chart here of the states participating in this facial recognition component of FBI's NGI database. NGI, doesn't that sound like the name of the next crime show, the hour drama? NGI? Doesn't that sound like the next crime show? Maybe that's what I ought to do. I ought to write that. I am a writer. I do write stuff like that. Maybe I ought to do that. NGI. That'd be a great TV show. I got all this information. They got everything on you. They know everything. You walk across the frickin' street, man. They got a camera there. Click, 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 click. Pictures of you, putting you in a chart, in a database. So if they find out you vote improperly or that you disagreed with the government and you went to a tea party, well, you're not going to get that promotion. You're not even going to get that job. Yeah, you're not welcome here. You can't join our club. You can't play in any more reindeer games. You've got to go away. But it looks like Michigan and who's this other little state down here? This chart's kind of small, so I can't really tell, but I think it's like Delaware or something. Not Delaware, but Maryland. I think it's Maryland. Looks like Maryland. But they're signed on with the FBI to share the access. They're all on board. The only ones that aren't are Texas. Well, I mean, they get different. Discuss the participation looks like California, New Mexico, and Arizona. They've got a few states that kind of half in, half out. They've done like a fingerprint, kind of this and that. It looks like Oregon and Florida. No, it looks like Oregon's the only one engaged in a pilot program. Other ones are in a process. It looks like Florida, South Kakalaki, Pennsylvania. Looks like Ohio. New York, they've discussed participation with the program. Texas, North Dakota, you know, those kinds of things. Colorado, looks like, you know, most of the southern states and the Midwest haven't done it, and hopefully that they don't do it, but it's only a matter of time before they will. This is the kind of stuff that I just can't do. And now we've got this. This is by Catherine Watson. She's with Watchdog.org out of the Virginia Bureau. Police have been taking pictures of her license plates. Well, of everybody. So the police, she writes, the police know exactly where my car has been and when during the past few months. They can have the same information or more about you. Well, yeah, they do. They have this about everybody. If you've ever been to New York City, come on, there's cameras all over the place. Anybody who's ever been to New York City, you're on a database. Doesn't matter. You're on a database. They've got you. They've got me a million times. This is what I don't like. I can't, I don't like living that way. I don't like living having my government have that much information on me. Not that I got nothing to hide, but it's a whole matter of frickin' principle. I mean, my God, is there any sanctity, any privacy, any respect for your fellow man? Where? Oh, that's right, you're the government. You don't need respect. That's right. But we are supposed to respect you, but you aren't to respect us. Oh, okay. Well, see, that's what real respect is. Respect is mutual. If respect isn't mutual, it's not respect. It may be fear. It may be something else, you know, brown nosing, you know, but it's not respect. Respect is mutual. If only one shows respect and the other doesn't, that's not respect. As a part of my series on the use of automatic license plate readers in Virginia, I wanted to find out what kind of information local police might have. By law, the only information I'm privileged is my own. Well, should be. Last week, I filed a public records request with the Alexandria Police Department. Blah, blah, blah. Get to the meat. What I found, however, left me riveted. Riveted? Riveted. I would have been a little bit more than riveted. In all, police captured 16 photos of my car, mostly at night, and recorded my license plate 8 times on 5 dates from October 2013 to as recently as April the 1st. For what? She's a reporter. Uh-oh. She's not reporting on the king. We've got to follow her. She could be a hater. In January, a license plate reader captured my plate twice while my car was parked in the lot of my apartment complex. Police also captured records of my car as I drove to Bible study. Oh, you know how them Bible thumpers are. Gotta follow them. Bible school is hate school. Yeah, they're gonna learn how to hate. Captured records of my car as I drove to Bible study on a typical Wednesday night in March. Still others were captured in various spots around Old Town Alexandria. Their information can't be kept up to 6 months. I don't care if it's kept for a day, for an hour. You shouldn't be taking the goddamn pictures. And again, let's see. I mean, you know, I know. I get a little excited sometimes, and I read really fast, and I could have missed something. So let's go back. The right of the people to be secure, to be grog time. Good God Almighty, that's what the problem is. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And I promise you, I apologize. I cannot say particularly. I cannot say it. There is not enough grog on planet frickin' Earth for me to say that word. Why they got to put words in like that, I don't know. They should strike it from the entire English language. They shouldn't even have the word. I hate that word. But the point is, there is no for her to have her car have a picture taken of and to be recorded. I'm sorry, but persons, houses, papers, and effects. If you're in your car, okay, that's, in a sense, your house. It's not paper, but it is an effect. It's your property. You're in it. They should not be allowed to take a photo of you unless they have a warrant. Unless you have done something, found evidence that you have been doing some certain kind of crime, and they want to find out exactly what you're doing, where you're doing it, who's the top dog, okay, fine. But if you haven't, they have no business whatsoever taking pictures of you and putting you in a database. If that is not a direct, I mean, just what they did to that poor Fourth Amendment, I mean, my God, they tore it up. Nothing is sacred. Yeah, there weren't cars back then, so they didn't put in, to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects, and cars. But again, if you've got any amount of common sense, I think you can figure it out. They should not be taking pictures of you. They should not be recording that information for any reason. Or don't give me this fighting crime. That's not fighting crime. You are creating crime. You are being the criminal. The cop, the federal agent, whoever's doing this, they're the criminal. They're the perpetrator. They should be prosecuted. This goes against our Constitution. I mean, what is the point of having this document if we're not going to follow it? And if we're going to follow it, we need to hold people's feet to the fire. You break it, well, you need to be punished severely. That way the next person goes, you know what? I'm going to think twice. You don't mess with freedom. People don't like that, especially when they've had it before and now they don't. They tend to get a little uppity. You know what I mean? All right, what else have we got in here? It goes on and on and on. The whole point is they shouldn't be taking pictures of anybody, but they can. They're the government. They can do whatever they want. You're a civilian. You're a subject. What do you mean? Come on. You don't have any rights. We've got to get this information out. What if you commit a crime? So? Find me and arrest me if I commit a crime. Yeah, but we've got to have your DNA. Immigration activists. Oh, God. Urging Obama to act boldly. Latinos and immigration activists are warning political peril for President Barack Obama. What political peril? Why, is he planning on running a third time? I didn't get that memo. But they're claiming that they're going to hurt the Democrats in the fall election unless the president does something, you know, to curb deportations. But he's not deporting anybody other than people come crossing the border, which there's thousands of them crossing the border all day long every day. And they come over, they turn them around, slap them on the ass, send them back. They come back again. They keep a tally. They're not going out and finding the people that have been here illegally.
and kick them out. They're not doing that. Once you get across, if you can get past the Border Patrol, you're home free. He's not kicking those people out. But these illegal aliens think, for whatever reason, that they are. Well, it's to use, you know, it's political. All these numbers are political. You can't believe any number from a politician, even a Republican. Nobody. Whatever number the government gives you, depending on how, if it benefits them, you know the number's worse. If it doesn't benefit them, you know it's much greater. Period. And these 7.1 million people that signed up for Obamacare, does anybody really believe that number? Come on! They might have had 7.1 million hits of people looking it up, but actual people paying and have got it? No. They were taking people from prisoners. Taking people from prison. Prisoners. From prison. And signing them up. That's how they got to the number that they got. They're using fake people. But there is no real amount of people it takes to sustain it that are in it. Which means after this 2014 election, that waiver for the mandates and all that stuff, that goes away. So all you people in the unions, you think you got away from it? No, you're going to be in it. You may have it for another year or so, but that's about it, kids. You're going to lose it. And especially after the election, and especially if they lose, if the Democrats lose the election, guess what? That waiver is going to be called off. Oh, looks like used invisible ink. No more waivers. You got to sign on. You got to do it now. He can do that, you know, and he will. As long as it benefits him, he's going to be all right. Many activists say Obama has been slow. 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 Well, what do you want? You just come over here and expect automatic citizenship? What do you mean by slow? Slow to grasp the emotions. What? Slow to grasp the emotions building within the Latino community? What emotions? Protesting us because we don't make you citizens? That makes you angry? And you burn our flag? Is that what you're talking about? What are you talking about? They got people going on hunger strikes. Hey, look, you know, if somebody wants to go on a hunger strike, good. That's just more for me to eat. I don't mind eating your food. If you're going to be that stupid to go on a hunger strike, I don't care. Starve yourself to death. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to force feed you. If you don't want to eat, you don't want to eat. Stay in a room all day, I don't give a damn. I don't know why people think that is a way to get your point across. You think they really care about you because you don't eat? They're going to stop? I wouldn't. A hunger strike. Oh, shut up with that. I mean, why do people do that? I don't understand it. And why anybody... go on your stupid hunger strikes. Why don't you do this? All you Latinos that are coming over here, why don't you do this? Why don't you take the time, go to an English-speaking school so you can learn the language, start to study the culture a little bit so you can get along. You want to still continue your own culture and your own way of living, your own foods that you eat and this and that? Okay, it's fine. You can do that. But you've got to understand us. You want to be a citizen. You want to be an American. Well, you've got to go through certain procedures here. You've got to understand the country, why we are the country that we are. You got to take a history lesson, history course. You got to study things. You got to become an American. You don't want to become an American, then you got no business being over here. We're not going to change our way of life for you. Just not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. And there's no reason to do it for anybody. My family, when they came over here, they didn't. The goddamn country didn't change for them. That's for damn sure. People came over here with a different mindset. They came over here to be Americans. They didn't come over here to be, you know, whatever. I don't know what the mindset is. They just want. What do you want? They don't also bother to realize that Mexico, that they came from, and actually most of South America, Central America, all those Spanish-speaking countries, they came from Spain. And you wiped out all of the indigenous tribes to take over these. Yeah, you did. Mexico wiped them all out. Nothing left. And so you're going to sit here and talk about Texas? Huh? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. In California? Nevada? I mean, Arizona? New Mexico? You going to talk about that? I don't want to hear it. God Almighty, you don't own this land. This is American territory. You don't like it? That's not my problem. That's yours. Get over it. You want to be an American? We accept you. We respect you. Come on over. But you're going to have to accept us. You're going to have to respect us. That's the point. I wouldn't give them citizenship until they learn to respect us. So I wouldn't do it. Oh, you're gonna protest me on closed government land? When those brave men who stormed the beaches of Normandy, they can't even see a monument that was built for them? And you can come on this land, this closed government land, and protest us for not making you a citizen? Huh? How do you do that? How does our government do that? And why would they do that? Every single one of them illegal aliens that protested on government land should have been rousted up and sent back to their homeland. They do that to us. Of course, we'd have to spend time in their jail before we were deported. That's what would happen, by the way. Try being an illegal alien in Mexico. Oh, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, we'll be in jail. We'll get tortured and kidnapped and beaten and raped. Killed. We'll just invade America. Yeah. God almighty. But I just find that this whole stuff is sick, man. And it's all about money. It has nothing to do with turtles, cows, immigrants, wind farms, votes, money. That's it. Money and power. Power is money. Money is power. On one side of the coin, you have power. On the other side of the coin, you have money. You got one, you got them both. You only got a few minutes left here. I got to turn my ship around here. But I wanted to cover this, what happened with this police finding seven dead babies in a Utah country home. I've been wanting to get to this story. It's, you know, it's one of these stories that, you know, you see it and you save it and you try to get to it, but you're doing a million things at once and you keep going back to it, but you never get a chance to read it. So this is the first time I've ever got a chance to read the story. I've seen the headline. But Megan Huntsman, 39, was arrested. This was last week. On suspicion of 6 counts of murder. Police believe she gave birth to the babies and then killed them during the past decade. What if there's a father? Is there a father involved here? Is she just going out, whoring around, getting herself knocked up, and then having babies and then killing them? And why? Don't people know that this girl's pregnant and then, hey, what happened to your baby? Oh, I lost it. Oh, yeah. On Saturday, police responded to a call from Huntsman's enraged husband. Oh, okay, so there is a husband in the deal. Initially identified police as her ex-husband, about a dead infant found inside Pleasant Grove home. Bum, bum. Looks like they divorced in 2011. Well, doesn't this guy know? I mean, if she's done this 6 times, what happened to the other 5? Why didn't he do something on the first one? Officers arrived, found the body of a newborn infant who appeared to be full term. Police obtained a search warrant for the home and found 6 more babies packaged in separate cardboard boxes inside the garage. Good God! Investigators learned, where was her husband allegedly gave birth to the infants and killed them? Over a 10-month period. Or 10-year period. Not 10 months, that'd be... So his husband is believed to be the father, but investigators are still working on DNA tests. But how did this guy not know? I mean, if he's living with her, how does he not know that his wife was pregnant, and then now she's not. What happened to the baby, honey? This one, police say to people who are living in the Pleasant Grove at this time, a rambler split into the upstairs and downstairs apartments.
What?
My husband's parents were home. Eldest daughter's around 18 to 20 years old, while the youngest is now 13. I guess they've got kids, it looks like. I haven't seen the daughter since the news broke. So she's been out, evidently just been having babies, and then killing them. I mean, this is, fuck, God damn it, almighty. She's a great neighbor. Oh, they're always great neighbors. It's always the jerk that doesn't, you know, bring back your chainsaw. He's the only nice guy. But everybody that brings over cookies and invites you to the barbecues and swim in their pool, those are the people that you don't trust. I don't know. I just find this stuff sick. You've always had this with the human mind. Why the human mind does what the human mind does, I'll never know. But this is obviously the girl is deranged. She needs medical help. Okay? You want to put her into a psych ward along with Justina Pelletier? Fine. But this is a girl that needs some kind of help. Obviously, the girl is crazy. Death penalty or whatever, I don't know. I mean, you got to hear the case, but any woman that's going to do this stuff, obviously there's something wrong. They need to be taken out of society and do whatever you can to help them. I don't know. But Justina Pelletier did not need, does not deserve, neither did their family need nor deserve to have their daughter be taken out of society and taken away from them. And why there isn't enough outrage out there, I'll never freaking know. I don't know. Governors, politicians, lawyers, attorneys, judges, doctors, psychologists, cops, welfare officers, all of them. The nurses, everybody. Now, one person can stand up and say this is wrong, and with that note, knowing full well that there is abuse, that girl needs to be returned immediately. Why? I don't know. I don't know. But in any event, I want to thank everybody that listened in today through your smartphones and through the chat room. Looks like we've got Iggy Mom. Hey, welcome aboard, shipmate. Well, of course, my first mate, and then my good buddy Vito Esposito. Mama Mia No Sharia. Make sure you listen to him on Monday night. All right, I've got to turn this ship around. I've got a bunch of stuff that I've got to do today. It looks like the sun is coming out. Still windy, still nasty, still miserable. But that's all right. I don't give a damn what the stupid calendar says. It should be spring. So I'm gonna continue. I'm going to think that it's spring. I'm going to wear some shorts, and I don't care. I'm going to freeze, but I don't care. I want my summer. I want my spring. I want to be out. I want the sun. Screw the stupid weather. Yeah, global warming. Really? Is that why I slipped and broke my freaking hip on an inch thick of global warming this morning? On the goddamn stoop? I mean, whatever. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Remember, Raquel Oike, she's coming here tomorrow with a new report on Justina Pelletier. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.